Hello, welcome again to About Music, the Art of Listening with Brian. Today's program is the third and last in our series about the flute. In today's program, you will hear more different types of flutes and another very unusual piece which shows percussive and interesting uses of different kinds of flutes. We're going to start off with Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach, his Flute Concerto in G, which showcases the expressive intensity of the empfindsame Stil. This style is an 18th century sentimental style of music and poetry that was intended to express true and natural feelings, including sudden contrasts of mood. The performer's nuanced playing brings a refined sensitivity to the slow movement and a sparkling energy to the outer movements. The orchestra offers historically informed support with clarity and poise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our next work by Antonio Vivaldi, his flute concerto in D, subtitled Il Gardellino. The performance is full of lively articulation and shimmering tone, especially in the bird-like figures of the outer movements. The orchestra provides an agile and expressive accompaniment. Our next work is the very unusual one I told you about. This work is a contemplative work for solo bass or contrabass flute. It's entitled Ballade by Matthias Ziegler and explores the rich sonority and lyrical potential of the instrument. Ziegler's performance brings out the voice-like phrasing, subtle overtones, and flowing shapes that characterize this meditative piece.
Thank you.
Our next item is performed on baroque flutes. Baroque flutes are transverse flutes, unlike recorders, and they are made of wood. This is Joseph Bodin de Bois Mortier's Concerto for Five Flutes, Opus 15, Number 6. The second movement, which is the one that we will hear, highlights the flair for graceful melody and elegant ensemble writing that Bois Mortier has. The five baroque flutes create a lush, transparent texture with subtle interweaving lines and delicate ornamentation. We conclude today with Johann Sebastian Bach's very famous Brandenburg Concerto No. 4 in G major, which features two recorders and a solo violin contrasted to orchestra in a joyful contrapuntal interplay. In this grand orchestral interpretation, the balance between soloists and full strings is rich and festive, showcasing the work's rhythmic vitality and sophisticated textures. Thank you.
Thank you.
For being with me for this past hour of music. Please stay tuned to Gay SA Radio for more music now, and remember to join me on Thursday when we will listen to Sundowner Classics, our light music program. Goodbye until then.